So the Tigers have won 5 of their last 6 games. They swept the Rays. They won 2 of 3 from Seattle. And all of a sudden, you know, Gleyber Torres gets back in the lineup.
Yeah.
They look like a different team. Then you got Tarek Skubal in his little outing at West Michigan.
At West Michigan, yeah.
Looked really good. He seems to be on track way earlier than we expected. Justin Verlander is progressing nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the injury issues that the Tigers have had early on, some of these guys are coming back and hopefully will make a serious mark of improvement here for this team going forward. Cody Stavenhagen is the senior writer for The Athletic for the Detroit Tigers and joins us. Cody, good morning. It's good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It does feel like injuries have played a large role into why they're 27-39, why they're tied with Kansas City for the bottom of the AL Central. But can they claw their way out of this? Can they dig themselves out of the hole if they get some of these guys back?
Well, yeah, that's definitely the big question right now. And to your point, I think Sunday was maybe the most positive day around the Tigers since, opening day. The combination of a walk-off win and Tarek Skubal pitching well in his rehab assignment. Problem is they've dug themselves a very deep hole. Despite winning 5 out of 6, they're still 12 games under 500. Now, in a weak American League, only about 5.5 games out of the third and final wild card spot. So it's not impossible. There is still time. But the margin for error is also very thin. The Tigers have to keep stacking wins. They have to play above a 600 clip from here on out, you know, if they just even want to match like 87 wins, which is what they finished with last year. They might be able to get into the playoffs with fewer than 87 wins, but the point stands, they have to play really well for really the rest of the season. There's little room for another slump.
And the Tigers rank near the bottom of baseball offensively. Is this a talent issue? Is it an injury issue or a development issue?
Yeah, I think a little bit of all that, right? One of the things batting around in my mind throughout the course of May was like, how much of this is the injuries and how much of this goes beyond? The Tigers were 6-22 in May. I think some of it went far beyond the injuries. They just weren't playing well. There were established players. Spencer Torkelson, Zach McKinstry, Matt Vierling, Wenzel Perez, Jamai Jones, and more who were not performing. So it wasn't just the injuries. But we did see pretty quickly, this lineup does look a lot better when you get a steady right-handed bat in Gleyber Torres, when you get a big lefty power bat in Kerry Carpenter. The entire complexion of the lineup does change when those guys are back. But one of the issues is, and maybe still has been, all those struggling players I just listed, plus some others, there haven't really been great options to replace them, whether that's in AAA Toledo or elsewhere in the organization. The Tigers still have a pretty good farm system, all things considered. They have a few highly touted guys still on the farm, but the depth has thinned out pretty quickly. And like, is that a development issue or is that just the way these things go? I'm not quite sure, but it would be nice if you felt like you could call on someone in Toledo to improve your team, and they haven't necessarily had that.
Well, I mean, injuries are inevitable throughout the season. Unfortunately, they've had a lot, and so when you got to replace all those guys, you are going to see a drop in production, especially if some of those guys in AAA or as you mentioned elsewhere. They just might not be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a huge bugaboo for them. I'm most interested in what happens with Tarek Skubal now. I mean, he looked really good the other day out at West Michigan, threw 5 scoreless, 2 hits, 5 strikeouts. Kind of looked like Tarek Skubal. It looked very much like a stat line for him through 5. What happens if he comes back? I don't love to play the what-if game, but let's just hypothetically say he comes back and is vintage Tarek Skubal. Do you think the organization looks at it and says, well, let's try to make a push, or do they try to move him at the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't necessarily the most fun answer, but
no.
I think the correct answer is like, wait and see. It completely depends on how the Tigers play for the next 6-plus weeks. I don't think they're going to trade him next week. I don't think they're going to trade him probably even in early July. I think they're going to give this as much time as possible to try to allow this team to get back in the hunt. And if they are able to do that, I think they would love to try to keep Tarik Skubal for the rest of the season and make a run at it. The question is kind of like, how do you define in contention or in the hunt? Is that all the way back in the playoff picture? Is that 3 games out of a wild card spot, 5 games out of a wild card spot? Where will they draw the line in the sand and say, all right, you know what? We're out of it. And if they're out of it, the reality is they're going to have to trade Tarik Skubal and get as much as they possibly can in return. All eyes in across the whole sport are on Skubal. Other teams are watching him very closely. Based on what I've seen, he does look like himself. I think he's going to pitch pretty close to what we are all used to. But it's really about where the team is in the standings and if they can get back in this thing and kind of salvage their season.
You know, and Tiger fans are also watching Justin Verlander closely at this stage of his career. You know, what would constitute a successful return for Verlander? I mean, how much of a lift could his presence kind of provide, not just on the field, but also in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, Verlander's been around this clubhouse all year. It is a little different when he's not active and he's not pitching. And, you know, the experience, the edge he brings could still be a positive thing for this team. But at this point, after such a long rehab and recovery, I think you're just hoping to get him to the major leagues. That's kind of step one, make sure he can get there. And then step two is like, yeah, make sure he can still be a capable pitcher. We don't necessarily really know. We've only seen him once all season. He did get batted around. And then this rehab has been really long, really slow. I do think it's kind of important to remember Justin Verlander is 43 years old. Assuming he makes it back to Comerica Park, there's going to be that urge for the JV nostalgia, but like this isn't 2006 or 2009 or 2012. Really, JV's a fourth or fifth starter. You're hoping he can give you that, give you some quality innings.
Yeah. Cody Stavenhagen, thanks so much for your time, your insight. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, you got it. They got the Twins tonight, 6:40 first pitch down at Comerica Park.
Yeah, my son's taking his daughter now.
Oh, nice.
They're going to have a little daddy-daughter thing.
That's very cool. Yeah. Just keep the winning ways going.
Yes.
Make sure they bring the good luck with them. That's all it's about. Coming up on the other side, the tick population here in Michigan is exploding. What you need to know, coming up next here on JR Morning.